Be Big Online with Jason Broadwater from Revenflow, helping connect your business with the unlimited prospects on the internet.
This week on Be Big Online with Jason Broadwater of Revenflow, we're going to talk about a term that's very new to me, but I think I get the concept, marketing funnel. Jason?
Basically a marketing funnel. If you picture a funnel, when you got the big part at the top and the small part at the bottom, it's a way to funnel in prospects and bring them through a process. So, for example, like with my company, the biggest part of our funnel is our newsletter. You know, we have the most prospects signed up on our newsletter. I don't know how many of those people will ever end up being clients. You know, there's a lot of them, a couple hundred that are in this newsletter. Some people have thousands, you know, and those people just want the free information from the newsletter. As we move people forward, the funnel gets smaller. Some of those people will come and do a free consultation. Now, that takes a little more effort, a little more commitment, even though it's free, but it's a little more, you know. So not all those people are going to do that, so the funnel gets smaller. Now, some of those, we actually do very well with people who get free consultations, usually hire us in some capacity. So, you know, some of those people will move even further down the funnel and hire us for some small project, or maybe, you know, some will hire us for a large build-out or whatever, big website build. And the funnel keeps getting smaller and smaller until at the very bottom is our top-end client, I guess you'd call it, where it's somebody that we've done a big build for, and then they have retained us on a quarterly marketing program. We're doing aggressive marketing a quarter-by-quarter basis. So that's our marketing funnel, and it just starts with somebody who signs up for our newsletter might 6 months from now end up being one of these top-level clients. We have no idea, and we don't know which ones may or may not. And it's a way to push people through this funnel without me having to go and meet with every single person all the time. Yeah. And weed through kind of who may or may not be interested. It's an automated kind of relationship building process.
But at least really just the time and effort that you put into this newsletter helps to funnel those prospective clients to you, whether they are just getting information like you said, or whether they become an actual client who has you build a website and give quarterly advice on it and whatnot. This is a helpful tool, at least to help with that marketing funnel, you're saying, with this newsletter.
Oh, yeah. The newsletter is a great thing to have at the top of your funnel. But, you can have all kinds of things at the top of the funnel. I mean, you can use the concept in a micro fashion. For example, let's say you're giving some type of seminar. The people who attend are at the very top of the funnel. Maybe the people who take some handout, fill out some handout you have that they're interested, are further down the funnel. People who actually call you, you know, are more interested, and on and on. The people who hire you are at the very bottom of the funnel. So you can use this concept in many different ways.
Join us throughout the day, every Thursday, for Be Big Online with Jason Broadwater from Revenflow, revenflow.com.